With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Speaker Mike Johnson's trying to pass with President Trump's budget bill, speaking with Americans for Prosperity. Speaker Johnson said conservative values need to be upheld.
It is not likely that we're going to fix everything in one bill, in one fell swoop. But if we can make great strides in these areas and we begin to change the trajectory of the carrier, we can turn it around. And if we do that well, and we demonstrate to all these new demographics who came into the party now, that it truly is our principles, our core conservative principles, that lead to human flourishing. It is our principles that are better for them as individuals, families, you know, a community, their state, the nation as a whole. Then we will be able to hold this as a governing majority for years to come.
The House GOP budget plan would be the first step in teeing up Trump's ambitious legislative agenda in one piece of legislation. Also at SRNnews.com, settlements announced over misused tips by DoorDash.
The food delivery app DoorDash will pay almost $17 million to settle claims that it unfairly used customer tips to subsidize the wages of its delivery workers in New York, rather than let drivers keep the tips on top of their guaranteed pay. Attorney General Letitia James says that DoorDash also did not make it clear to customers that their tips were being used to offset worker wages. James says the company used the wage model between May 2017 and September 2019. DoorDash says it's happy to resolve the suit, but believes that DoorDash properly represented how Dashers were paid at that time. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Patrizia Cavazzoni, formerly the top regulator of the drug division of the FDA, is joining Pfizer as chief medical officer. Cavazzoni was the head of the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research during COVID from 2020 until her departure in January. This is SRN News. America's pastors are concerned about persecuted Christians.
93% of Protestant clergymen say they've brought up the issue of our suffering brothers and sisters around the globe from the pulpit at least one time in the last year, according to a new poll from Lifeway Research. Over 85% of pastors say they've also led prayers for the persecuted and urged their congregation to continue praying on their own. About one-third of clergy have also handed out information about global persecution to their parishioners. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
German investigators say the suspect in a stabbing attack at Berlin's Holocaust Memorial that left a Spanish tourist seriously injured is a Syrian refugee who apparently wanted to kill Jews. The victim sustained life-threatening injuries to the neck when he was attacked. He is now out of danger. In a separate case, police arrested an 18-year-old Muslim on suspicion of preparing an attack on the Israeli embassy. This is SRN News. Democrats are facing a lack of enthusiasm among donors frustrated over the party's losses in 2024. Bob Agnew reports.
Many Democrat supporters say they're frustrated by the way the Biden administration secured their support on the premise Joe Biden could once again defeat Donald Trump, and say that the later switch to Kamala Harris left the party flat-footed. Still smarting over the failures, one anonymous donor complained to The Hill, quote, "They want us to spend money, and for what? For no message, no organization, no forward thinking." Bob Agnew reporting.
Vivek Ramaswamy is officially launching his campaign for Ohio governor. At a launch event Monday in Cincinnati, Ramaswamy said that he will lead Ohio to be the top state in the country where patriots across America flock to, instead of Florida and Texas. He went on to say that he feels President Trump is reviving our conviction in America and that the people of Ohio require one who will do the same in their state. More details at SRNnews.com.